You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hey guys, thanks for joining. Don't adjust your screens. It's just Mari and I today holding down the fort, but we'll do a good job for you guys.
Exactly.
All right, well, we have tons to talk about, so let's just jump right in. Mari, who are you and where can we find you?
I'm Mari Fagel. You can find me on Twitter at Mari Fagel. I live tweet the episodes every Monday night, and I love hearing all of your comments.
She really does, and it's so fun because we get to engage with you and engage with our fans. But I'm Susan Hahn, and you guys could find me at Twitter at It's Susan Hahn.
Wait, I wanted to give two quick Twitter shout outs, and that is to It's Grant Thomas.
Oh, love Grant Thomas.
He deserves a shout out. So does ManX38 Shade. He always tweets me great commentary about Real Housewives. Him and Kelly Black and always have like a conversation, and I'm like, I didn't think of that.
And our girl Kelly. And before we begin, we just want to say that being is for doing. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Please comment, rate us, good, bad, or indifferent. We really appreciate you guys' feedback.
And that wasn't my horizontal raising the roof. It was five. I realized going like that looks a little weird.
All right, are we ready?
Yes, and also I'm wearing this fur shawl because I feel like channeling Lisa Vanderpump tonight, so.
Miss Lisa Vanderfabulous.
My favorite.
All right, so we start off this episode at a coming out party.
A quinceañera for the nose.
For the nose. Is that... Well, you're from Beverly Hills, right?
Yeah.
Is that typical? Is that normal?
I have never been to a plastic surgery reveal. And I said, I was more like Portia. You know how Portia was like crying and screaming?
Right.
I was like, I don't blame her for being so scared.
Now, being from LA, I do see my share of, you know, plastic surgery bandages and stuff like that, but not being in the heart of Beverly Hills. Now, do you see women just walking around like it's a normal Tuesday afternoon?
I've seen it, but most people I know who've done it like want to be discreet about it, and they don't want people to know that they've had plastic surgery, and they want people to think it's real so they don't share it, and they don't have these parties. They kind of go into hiding.
So it's kind of like, oh my god, that bump just like disappeared overnight kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, so we see Kim reveals her nose. Now, I don't think it really made that much of a difference. Her nose was beautiful before the whole surgery.
I think that her nose fit her before, but I do think it looks really good.
It does look good.
And I think, I think it makes her look softer. Softer features, but I do have to say it was really pissing me off that Adrian had to get in that dig of like oh well, I know you didn't go to Paul, but Paul would have done just as good of a job.
Which time? I think she said that maybe three or four times.
Yeah, because she said it like twice to Kim, and then she went up to the doctor
himself.
And said it. It's like,
how tasteless is that? Like, how tacky could someone be?
That is a hell to know.
She was just so rude. I mean, come on, Adrian Malouf. I think she went up to him maybe like, or she said that maybe four times. It's like, we get it. But, you know, I'm glad that Kim was like, listen, I didn't want to mix in business with pleasure. Because what if he did fuck up the nose? Then what? You know what I mean?
I just think that Adrian, like, takes all of her businesses so seriously, and it's too seriously. Like, there's two separate realms. You're a businesswoman and then you're a friend, and she constantly mixes the two. And I wasn't surprised that she said the doctor comment, because she's the same woman who got upset about the bachelorette party not being thrown at the Palms, so now she's upset about the husband not doing the nose, and she has to like I just feel like every single episode for Adrian is some sort of promotional plug for her product. The skincare line, the shoes, the purses, the nose jobs, mm-hmm. the hotels. And it's like, yeah, Marissa, you're like going like this. With, like, yeah, you have a million products. Okay, you don't need to. This is not your infomercial.
Well, let's talk about upsetting. Taylor calls Kim on, and she's on speaker and she sounds belligerent. I mean, she just sounds like she's on something. Whether she's drunk off alcohol or whatever, there's no excuse. She had no idea that Kennedy was with Kyle.
At first, I was like, how the hell do you not know where your child is? But then I was talking to some friends, and they just kind of think that it's that was a little more staged or edited, because I can't really fathom her having no idea where her child is. Like, maybe something happened with nannies or with the filming schedules. Like, I can't imagine her really having no clue. And if that really is the truth and she really had no idea, then I hope Kennedy has some sort of extended family or something, because it's also not fair to throw this off on Kyle. It's like Cal is planning this huge annual party that she throws once a year, and she's under a lot of stress, and she has to take in another kid to watch, and she's being a good friend, but I just think that, you know, Taylor is her mother.
And we'll get to the party in just a second.
Yeah, I was just saying, in general, like, I just think that if it is true,
right,
then Taylor should not be pawning her child off.
What a selfish friend, right.
Yeah.
Well, now, Taylor wrote a blog saying that this, I mean, this is a power of editing. You know, she's saying that I think her, Kennedy was supposed to be with the in-laws or with her parents, and because Kyle's daughter and Kennedy, they play with each other a lot. They have play dates. I think it came across worse than what it was.
Yeah, I do think it came across worse than what it was, because I can't actually imagine, no matter how bad her drinking problem is, her really having no idea where her daughter is.
Well, you know, we're going to get to her drinking problem later on in News and Gossip, but why don't we move on to Lisa's house catching on fire? Now we kind of see, okay, they had already moved out by then, because we weren't sure if Adrian set the house on fire, or if Lisa was still living there. I mean, these are rumors. These are rumors that we have to address.
Okay, Adrian is a bitch, but I would be shocked if she was an arsonist.
Well, I guess I would be shocked. You know why? Because I don't think she would know how to literally light a match.
She
doesn't know how to cook a chicken.
But I don't know how to cook a chicken.
You don't either?
But I do know how to light a match.
Okay.
You know what? I'm really bad with the lighters because it hurts my thumb.
Okay, but what about like
just... No, I'm match
lighting. Okay, you're okay with
that. But I have friends who don't know how to light matches. I'm like, you need to learn how to light a match.
Now, did you think that Adrian overreacted?
No. And some people were like on Twitter saying that she overreacted. If it was me and I saw smoke right across the street, I would get the hell out of there. Like, I would, please. Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. No,
well, there's like huge billowing smoke and fire and black smoke, and you've the children there. I would get out. I would for sure leave. And just being around that smoke in that area, I don't understand. Like, I am the first one to call out Adrian when she's wrong and diss her, but I didn't think that was that dramatic at all. I would have left too.
You would have left too.
Yeah.
So do you think that Paul made a mistake by not joining his wife and his kids and leaving?
I felt like with the power of editing and stuff, that's kind of setting up the stage for what's going to happen with their relationship. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, he made a big mistake by not leaving. But he's the man of the house. He stayed to, like, hold down the fort, and she took the kids. I didn't think anything was wrong with
it. But don't you feel like, you know what, these firemen are trying to get to Lisa's house and put out the fire? Don't you think that maybe Adrian was kind of, like, getting in the way? Because, I mean,
she's leaving, so she's not getting in the way.
Right, but it wasn't even, like, evacuation mode. It wasn't even, like, ma'am, I think you should get your shit and get the fuck out. It was kind of like, it was under control. I think there were trucks still coming in to handle the situation. And I don't know, maybe she kind of caused more problems, like, trying to get herself out of there.
It's just one car leaving
it
the neighborhood.
Is. Yeah,
I'm telling you, I'm the first one to, like, not take her side, but I really think there's no harm in what she did.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm just not a fan of Adrian.
Yeah,
you
are like totally
I mean, this episode, she just bothered the shit out of me. And when we get to the whole white party, I mean, there's just a list of things that she just should have shut the fuck up on, you know?
Did you used to like her?
I used to love her.
Yeah.
I used to love her. I thought she was so level-headed. She's very, like, namaste about her. You know, she always kind of kept her, like, chill, like, she's very cool, but now I feel like she's just so annoying.
My question is, Do you think that, like, editors and producers choose a character to villainize every season?
Like Teresa.
Like, first it was Camille in the first season. Last season, the Taylor thing just took over everything. There wasn't... Russell, I guess, was the villain. And this season, it's Adrian, because a person doesn't change that much. Like, the stark contrast we're seeing between Adrian now and Adrian 2 years ago on season one, it's like... I just have to think that producers choose these storylines, and they choose one to villainize, and they choose one to bring up. And right now, the one they're bringing up is Brandy. And I love Brandy, but, like, I think that it's about the editors and the producers.
No, I agree. I think editing has a lot to do with it. I mean, like, let's look at the franchise, New Jersey. I mean, Teresa's, like, hated. Let's talk about Atlanta. Who is it? It's the new one, the Miss America one that everyone, like, hates right now. But, yeah, I mean, I think it does have to do with editing. But this is reality TV. This is what you signed up for.
Yeah. But, like, Camille, first season, was so hated that she came back to the producers and she was like, if you don't portray me in a better light, I will leave. And then season two, all of a sudden, she was portrayed in a much better light. And Adrian, I mean, I know we'll get to this in News and Gossip, but Adrian is now saying, hey, you didn't portray me in good light, I'm leaving.
Right.
You know, and I think it's the power of the... I'm not saying Adrian isn't a bitch, but I'm just saying it's shocking to me that Adrian was this nice person for two seasons and all of a sudden is now a bitch.
Right.
So I think that it's in the hands of Bravo producers and editors.
No, yeah, I agree. I agree. I think we should just go to the white party because there's so much to talk about. If that was even a white party. It just seemed like this year seemed kind of like blah. It just seemed a little like low energy. It didn't seem as hyped up. It didn't seem as exciting. And wasn't it Mauricio's birthday or something? There was no, like, happy birthday to him. There was no...
Oh, I didn't know it was his birthday. I just love how he does the shots. And he's like,
I know.
Abajo. Something.
Yeah, something.
Father God. Us, callers.
Yeah, I love it.
I took Spanish in high school and college, but then...
Okay,
no,
see,
but then
I
took Italian, and then it all got confused in my brain. And I can understand it much more than I can speak it. Like, if someone speaks it to me, I'll understand
Italian?
It.
Italian? Or
both
Spanish.
Spanish and Italian.
Oh, awesome.
Like, when you take languages normally, like, you can understand it a lot more if someone's speaking to you, but it's hard to
recall
on your own.
I agree.
Sorry.
All right. Let's see. White party.
Oh, can I just say, Adrian is so nasty that her self-tanner gets off on people's furniture. That is, like, the grossest thing ever. And she wasn't even apologetic about it. And she didn't even seem to, like, have any qualms with that. And I also was wondering, if your self-tanner is getting off on Lisa's furniture, not once, but twice, then the white dress you're wearing must be, like, stained in that
disgusting orange
self-tanner. Like, I just think that's so gross. And the fact that she didn't even, like, have any self-awareness about
but
that.
But it's just, like, you're not even embarrassed, like, to rub off on somebody else's.
Literally rub off.
Literally rub off and leave this dark brown stain on someone else's furniture.
This orange stain. It's nasty.
And it happened twice. And then she's looking at Lisa like, it's self-tanner. Okay, that excuses you to have your dirty ass print
on my
furniture.
And if I were Kyle, I would be like, get the fuck off of my light blue satin chair right now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my gosh, she's
wearing white on a satin chair. That white dress, like, she must only wear dresses once or dry clean the hell out of them if she, like,
It's just self-tanner rubs off. And Adrian's like, it's self-tanner. It rubs off. Okay, bitch, then don't come into my house and sit on my furniture. Just
or
stand there.
Or take a shower. Like, you self-tan ahead of time, like, ahead of time enough to, like, shower and be dry and not get
or,
it off.
I mean, I don't
I mean, I don't, but my sister does, and I keep telling her she looks like a Oompa Loompa. And
but
she
does
it
rub off? Does it rub off?
She looks super orange, and it could rub off, but then you, like, shower, and it sets.
And
so she must do it and then, like,
just
not
go,
shower.
I don't know. That's disgusting. She's so,
like,
disgusting.
Like, she must also use the, like, wipes instead of the spray. I don't know, but I just feel like the whole spray tan thing needs to be done and, like, embrace it. Like, she has pretty olive-colored skin. My sister has very pretty pale skin, and it's like, embrace that.
You know what's more annoying than
I mean, you're a makeup artist, so what do you think? You use makeup instead of self-tanner, right?
I mean, well, for your whole body, well, like, I would just think just get a fucking spray tan, bitch. You know, let it sit for 8 hours and then, like, go party. But don't literally, like, rub your self-tan or whatever you do with the self-tanner and then be like, hey, barbecue time, and then have your whole body imprint on someone else's furniture twice.
Yeah.
And then they just talked about it, and then she's sitting on blue satin furniture. It's kind of like, okay, where are your fucking manners? You know, I just... But even what's more annoying than that is her, that's not nice. No, no. Oh, my God. Can I punch her? When she says that, she goes, that's... It's like she speaks to Brandy like as if Brandy is a five-year-old child. That's not nice.
You're so
that's
right. Not she's nice. So like, condescending.
And she's done that before at Lisa's tea party. And it's just, why would you speak to someone like that?
Because she feels she's above people, and it's, you know what?
If you are above...
I just realized Yolanda wasn't in the episode at all, and I just realized that because we were talking about condescending.
Well, Yolanda mentioned that she couldn't go because she had to go out of town with David for someone uber fucking famous something.
Okay, well, is that sad that it took me, like, a full 24 hours to realize that Yolanda wasn't
Oh, you didn't know that Yolanda
episode.
Was on?
I totally didn't even realize until we're talking about someone being condescending right now. I'm like, wait, condescending.
Yolanda. Condescending. You know what? I'm going to say that Yolanda's kind of growing on me like a wart.
Oh, no, I like her form of condescending. Now,
I do, too.
Her form of condescending comes from, like...
It's honest.
Yes, an honest
And
place.
She has balls.
And Adrian's form of condescending comes from, like, I'm insecure and I need to put others
exactly,
down.
Exactly, exactly. And I really... Okay, so now Adrian and Brandy are having... They're finally having this conversation about the whole getting sued. And she's like, no, you know... Adrian's insistent. She's like, no, you're not getting sued. And I love how Brandy's like, well, shit, let me pull my papers out of my Chanel clutch. And there were, like, papers of everything. And the whole time, Adrian's like, that's not nice. It's like, bitch, are you suing her or are you not? And you're doing the exact same thing that Russell did to Camille last season. And Paul and Adrian are like, no, this is not the same thing. Is it the same thing as a lawyer or soon to be?
Well, first of all, they both just sent letters threatening to sue.
Right.
And both for the same type of thing, either like a defamation right. if it's not true. But I feel like it's the same thing in the sense of they both sent letters threatening to sue, yet some of my... And so, like, that brings in the whole Kyle double standard of, okay, Kyle, you kicked out Russell and Taylor last season mm-hmm. from your party because they threatened to sue, and now you don't even mention, like, you warmly welcome Adrian and Paul, but some people on Twitter said it is different because Brandy has no money. Like, Russell was threatening to sue Camille, who has loads of money. Brandy now has to spend this money mm-hmm. to try to defend this frivolous threat of a lawsuit, and so... To me, that's a big difference. And another big difference is last year when Russell threatened to sue Camille, all of the wives at that point had been talking about mm-hmm. the physical abuse, so it was almost a threat to all of the wives, mm-hmm. whereas this is a very, like, singular individual situation.
But does that make it okay?
And I know. I don't think it's okay to threaten to sue, but I'm just saying, like, explaining...
Right.
The
well,
difference
no, I get
why
it now.
Kyle may
right.
have kicked out someone last season and...
But we all know that Kyle's team Maloof anyway, so, I mean...
Can Adrian just... I'm going to use your language now, and I'm going to say, can Adrian just get the fuck over the Maloof hoof?
My language, I know.
Language.
I know.
I'm going to adopt
Yeah, it's
some.
Like... And then they're saying that the Maloof hoof was... It was so insulting and so... degrading. It's like, are you kidding me?
Just so you know, I hope they, like, realize this... When Lisa said it, I don't think viewers thought twice about it. Like, oh, that's funny. But the fact that Adrian keeps bringing it up over and over, now viewers are like, oh, yeah, Maloof Hoof. Like, she is the one who's making a big deal about it. If she had just not said anything, Lisa makes a million jokes every episode. Like, I loved her this episode where she was like, who do you have to sleep with to get a drink around here?
Exactly. That's
and
just
it's like,
who
that's
Lisa
just
is.
Who she is. The fact that Adrian keeps discussing it is making it worse.
I just feel like Adrian is so immature. Paul was like, you know what? This situation is between Brandy, Adrian, and I. And I, you know, Paul did seem pretty heated at one point, but I think if Paul and Brandy had a situation, things could have been settled like that. It should have never been through Adrian. Adrian is just trying to make a mountain out of like a little tiny molehill, and she just won't shut the fuck up. She just wants to keep adding and adding and adding, and it's like, you know, Brandy's showing her papers like it's Bernie, your housekeeper is the one that's spreading all these rumors. And, you know, we've seen in past episodes where Brandy had told Adrian it's Brandy's leaking stories. And Adrian told her, you know what, if that's true, I'll take care of it. Clearly you haven't taken care of it. You know, and she's so blind to see other people's point of view. And that's why I'm like, you know, she's so hard-headed. She's so condescending. She just needs to, like, if she wants to leave the show, then bye. Bye, bitch. You know, don't let the door hit you on your fat ass on the way out. It's like, she's just too much, you know? There's no rationing with her. And Paul's walking her down the stairs. She's like, don't pull me. I'm going to... Calm down, bitch. Like, it's either, you know, if he didn't hold her hand, it's like, why aren't you helping me down the stairs? And if he is helping her down the stairs, it's like, don't pull me too hard. It's just always something with that woman.
I do think, though, that Paul shouldn't have gotten involved at the white party, because I think it was between the two women, and I don't like when the husbands get involved in the wives' drama, except for Ken, because I love Ken. But I don't like, this reminds me of New York, and uh-huh. I just don't like when the husbands get involved, and I also just don't think, I know that it's for, like, drama factor, but I don't think that any of this conversation should have gone down at white party. They should have, you know how Lisa and Adrian went to a one-on-one lunch mm-hmm. in the beginning of the season to talk out their problems? They should have gone to a one-on-one lunch and talked it out, and stop ruining these parties. It doesn't need to be the dinner party from hell or the party from hell. It just needs to be, okay, like, the fun dinner party and the fun party, and then, like, the separate lunch to talk out your shit individually.
I agree with you on that, but I disagree with you with Paul getting involved. I don't think the husband should get involved, i.e. Mauricio should have just stayed out of it at the whole Moroccan restaurant. But with Paul, I mean, these are his kids. These are as much his kids as it is Adrian's kid. And, you know, and he's defending his wife, you know. And even we see at this white party when Brandy's friend comes up to Adrian and asks her to come with her because Brandy wants to have a conversation, Paul is right there by his wife's side. You know, I mean, we all know now that they're divorced and they've moved on, but, you know, I think that Paul does his part in trying to defend his wife. And I think with Brandy, he blew his lid off because of the way I think, just maybe, I have to go back and watch it over. I don't know who started cursing who first, but I don't think Paul's the type of man that would automatically be like, you bitch, you know.
No, but I think that he has, like, a hot-headedness.
Of course, absolutely. But, I mean, again, these are his kids.
Yeah.
You know, if it was just his wife's drama, I don't think he would have gotten involved. But because this involved his kids, I mean, they have three children. And it's just, you know, at the end of the day, that's something that him and his wife should have told their kids in private. So I can understand why Paul got so upset and so involved. But yeah, normally I think husbands should stay out of wives' business, you know, drama or situations, because I think the wives can all handle their themselves, besides yeah. Adrian.
And what frustrated me most was just the fact that they were, like, trying every which way to not admit or cop to the fact that they had sent this letter. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, they were saying all these different words, like, did I send her a warning? Yeah. Did I, you know, ask my lawyer to inquire about it? Yeah. And it's like, okay, so then you sent the letter. Just say it. Like,
it might not have been like the lawsuit, like, here you go, you've been served, but you did send her something. You threatened the shit out of her.
Yeah.
That
sent her something enough that she had to hire an attorney to be like, okay, what are my options here? What do I need to do to protect myself?
And I love how the fact that they're like, you know, we didn't want to hire a lawyer. We had to. Why did you have to hire a lawyer, Maloof?
Like, and they're like, oh, we're not litigious. And it's like, oh, so threatening to sue people to intimidate them into silence is not litigious?
I agree. I mean, it's just...
And the whole Bernie radar thing, it's like, I think Adrian was well aware of Bernie selling these stories.
I do too.
I think she acts like, oh, really? No. And it's like, come on. You're probably telling him. She's probably using him as the scapegoat. Like, oh, like she's feeding him the stories and Bernie is the front man at Radar, but Adrian is the brain behind that.
The thing is, Adrian comes off such an airhead this season. Like, she just seems so, like, dumb. Like, she just seems, like, dumb as shit. Like,
she's trying to pretend to be
exactly
dumb.
But in season one and two, she was so intelligent. She was so well-spoken. I felt like she carried herself a lot classier than she is now. So it's like, what is this? Like, no, that's not nice. It's like, what is that? Like, who talks to a grown-ass woman like that? If a grown-ass woman talked to me like that, my fist is going in your face. Like, don't speak to me like I'm a fucking child.
I'm not surprised that the Maloofs lost a lot of business at the Palms, or like the Palms is going bankrupt, uh-huh. or whatever it is that our fans have been telling us about, that this is like coinciding with Adrian's downfall, because she used to be so nice. And the only thing in my mind is the fact that she is very protective of her businesses right now, and her mm-hmm. businesses are failing. And because I'm trying to pinpoint, when did Adrian turn so bitchy? And it started with the whole Lisa choosing the Palms, mm-hmm. saying the Maloof hoof. Obviously, she felt threatened about the business. Then she decided to try to turn everyone against Lisa at the reunion and say Lisa was the one selling the stories. And it all stems back to this whole business thing. And I don't know if she's jealous of Lisa's business or what.
The thing is, Lisa has just a different demeanor than Adrian. Like, Lisa just enjoys life. You know, she just enjoys life. She's not always nagging at her husband. You know, I feel like Lisa just kills them with kindness. You know, she smiles at everything and she's like, you know, she says her piece. But I think overall, Lisa's a very happy person. I think Adrian's miserable. Everything's just negative that comes out of her mouth, you know. And you can tell, maybe, you know, we're not seeing this on television. I mean, we do see the problems that her and Paul are having, but she's just not a very happy person, you know.
Yeah.
She just seems very miserable.
Can I just say that I loved Ken, like, sticking up for Brandy and being like, friends don't sue friends. Mm-hmm. And
you guys are the ones who said that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. And I don't think that Brandy actually pulled the letter out of the purse, because I've been waiting to actually see the letter. She pulled out the emails from the Radar reporter who said Bernie's been sending us stories.
Right, and Brandy said, you know, I liked you guys until you guys got crazy on me for not abiding with your guys' freaky rules. It's like, what was I supposed to do, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I appreciate about Brandy. And, another thing about Adrian, when she talks about this whole karma thing, it's like, are you delusional? You're speaking about karma because it's going to come back to you. Like, you're the one who's putting all this, like, crazy shit out there. And she's like, karma's going to come get you. Who is she talking to? Is she talking to Brandy?
Yeah, she's saying, like, for Brandy, you know, like, spilling the beans mm-hmm. on the whole surrogacy, like, karma's a bitch. And, you know.
Okay, Taylor here. Taylor is saying that she's in love.
Yeah, I don't know if this is setting up the whole storyline of the... Remember, she dated the Dallas Bravo reality star.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't know if it's setting up that storyline or something with her attorney or what, but I don't know.
And I feel like nobody cared that she was like, I'm in love. It's like Kim and Kyle are like, that's great.
I just think that Taylor is like irrelevant at this point. And she even kept trying to bring back the whole drama to her by being like, oh, this is just like last year. Oh, this is just like when Russell threatened to sue.
Who was a guy that was like, let Taylor speak?
Oh, no. Oh, there was Taylor's gay best friend was sticking up for Brandy at one point, though.
Dwight.
And I like him.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
But, okay, you know what, though? I do have to give it up for Taylor here, because this was a lot like what happened to Taylor and Russell. They got shut out at the door.
Yeah, because normally I'm like, oh, Taylor, stop talking about, like, bringing it back to you. But this one was, like, pretty similar, and that's why Kyle just has such a double standard between, like, I don't know, she's so far stuck up the Maloof hoof.
Yeah.
That, like, seriously, I don't...
And I know you're gonna... I know that you caught this, because you're right on... you know, level with how I feel. Did you catch Marissa saying at Kim's nose party, saying something like, well, you know, because I think Kyle brought up the whole Taylor not knowing where Kennedy was.
Sorry, we have a caller. I always get excited.
Hi. Hey, it's Sergio from Utah again.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Sergio.
Hey. Actually, I can't see you guys live, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We are talking about the white party, but we're kind of recapping everything if you want to give us your sense. We were talking about the white party and Taylor and how Taylor always tries to bring back things to herself.
And the nose reveal.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's irritating me, this episode. Taylor was...
Well, we were just talking... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention about... what's Kyle... Kim? How, she seems like she's almost kind of afraid of pointing out Taylor's issues right now.
Right now, but we see in the next episode.
Yeah. Because I think it's almost like she's getting out of rehab and she doesn't want to be that person who thinks everybody's an alcoholic now.
Oh, that's a good point.
I was actually going to give her kudos for the fact that she is able to recognize it and to, like, talk to Taylor about it. And I just hope that she doesn't enter a downfall next episode, because this was the first time where I saw Kim and I was, like, really happy for her. She had an espresso bar at her party instead of, like, you know, a full bar. She had this home. She had this big reveal. And she just seemed so genuinely happy for the first time. And now she's trying to help others, which is, like, coming full circle for her. And I just hope that in Paris she doesn't downfall again.
Well, when in Paris.
Yeah, I see her easing back into it, because, like, in the earlier episodes, she, like, I can see her, like, looking at Taylor weird, but not wanting to say anything.
I just don't know, and I hate to say this, like, do you think Taylor's alcoholism is, like,
to
real,
get attention,
or to get attention, to try to stay relevant, to try to stay on the show and not get the chopping block from Bravo?
I think it's fake.
You think it's fake? Okay, am I terrible to think that it's fake and it's a put-on show?
No, not at all. But, you know, rumor has
it
that...
No, it's because Taylor's that kind of person. She's proven time and time again.
So why do you think that she is, quote-unquote, drinking?
Because I think she has post-traumatic stress. At the end of the day, her ex-husband...
So you think it's real?
I don't even think it's that. I think it's like she just doesn't want to get kicked off the show.
That's what I think.
I think it's both. I think it's a little bit of both. I don't think that... I think that... Well, yes. I think that she does want to stay on the show, but I think that she's fucked up in the head. You know? I think that she's really screwed up in the head.
I just feel like her mental breakdowns the last two seasons were real and genuine. Like, remember when she was, like, in the closet?
Right.
And, or maybe that was earlier this season. And now it just seems like, oh, I'm drink. She makes too much of a show of it. Like, oh, I'm drinking so much at this tea party. And then it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's for attention.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to wait and see.
It seems fake to me also, because when she was talking about how she left with that guy that she just met or whatever.
Oh, the guy from her past.
Yeah. She couldn't even keep her story straight, so I think it was all fake, just the cameras.
Well, so you don't even think there was a guy or some 48-hour fling in Beaver Creek?
No, which is why I feel like she didn't even want to talk to it with about it with Kim.
Well, talking about getting attention, what I was saying to you earlier, Mari, and I don't know if you caught this either, Sergio, was when Marissa was, when she said that she had to make a comment about Taylor, because that's what she does. She's very honest, and she has no filter. It's like, is that necessary?
Yeah, how many times do you have to, like, broach it and be like, I'm just like Brandy, I'm honest, I say what I think.
Exactly.
I think I talk before I think. Yeah.
Because when she says it, it's like, okay, that was it? That's what you had?
Actually, in that moment, it seemed kind of genuine. In her blog, though, when she said she's like Brandy, it seems like, I don't get why people don't like me if I'm just like Brandy. Yeah. In her blog, she annoys me, but...
Is that what she wrote? I don't know why people don't like me when I'm just like Brandy. Is that what she wrote?
No, I feel like that's what she's trying to say.
Okay. Well...
If I don't like Marissa on the show, then I'm definitely not going to like her on her blog.
I agree.
I don't know. I had such high hopes for Marissa in the beginning,
but she is
kind of annoying. And it's like, no one asked for your two cents on Taylor. Like, I don't know.
And if you do, you don't have to be like, well, I'm just going to give you my 2 cents because, you know, that's what I do. And yeah. You know that I'm super, you know, just like no filter. It's kind of like, why was that necessary?
Yeah.
If you want to say
and
something.
And what she was saying wasn't that bad. She was just saying, like, it's weird that she doesn't know where her child is.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is what everyone was thinking.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to have to see what happens next episode. I feel like there's a lot that's gonna go down.
Yeah. Sergio, what are your last thoughts on this episode?
Adrian and Paul were like annoying me. I was like pulling my hair out. I couldn't stand on this episode.
We're right in the same boat as yeah. you. We are Team Brandy yeah. all the way. And thank you so much for Sergio for calling this week, and I hope you call again in the weeks to come.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye, Sergio.
Yeah. Bye. Thanks.
Bye. No, before
I like when he calls because I always agree with him. Yeah. So I like having someone like in my corner. Oh, because at first I felt bad like about saying Taylor's alcoholism is a front. But
no,
like,
I don't think that it's a front. I think that I agree with you. I think that it is for camera time. But I also think that maybe she is really fucked up in the head. I mean, who yeah. knows? I mean, at the end of the day, she went through something super traumatic.
Yes, and I don't mean to take that away from her, but I just kind of feel like she's trying so hard.
I know, but those lips, though, it's just like, my goodness, you need to stop, you know? And I'm not a fan of, like, super, like, blonde hair and super black eyebrows that sometimes Taylor rocks. But anyways.
Aren't eyebrows supposed to be two shades darker than your like hair color?
I mean, you can do
or no more than two
yeah,
shades
I mean,
darker.
You can do whatever you want. It's yeah. makeup. It's supposed to be fun and sexy, but I just feel like, I don't know, on Taylor it just looks scary. She scares me sometimes.
The lips are just so unproportional.
It is. And I love Brandy's outfit. We're just gonna have a quick girl talk real quick. I loved her like little Chanel flower belt. I love her. I think she's just so cute.
Oh, who wore it better, Lisa or Kyle with the silver shoe? One got it on sale, one full price.
Lisa wore it better. I think Lisa's such a classy, she's just Ms. Vanderfabulous to me.
Yeah, but I love Kyle's style.
I do too. I do. Yeah. I like Kyle too, but I yeah. think that Lisa wore it better.
Yeah. I think Kyle did only because I just love her style, and it's more like
young and hip.
Yeah, more like young and fun.
Yeah, young
like
and
she
fun.
Can pull off the little headband. Yeah. Or maybe you didn't like the headband.
I don't like, I'm not a fan of headbands.
I felt like she pulled it off, and I feel like Lisa is very much like the pink button-up blouse with the jeans and the blouse tucked in, you know?
Yeah, but I mean,
like she's a little bit more one note.
She is one
and
note.
And Kyle is just like down to
I agree. I like Kyle's hair. I like Kyle's hair. But I think that Lisa rocked the shoes a little better than Lisa.
She
than
rocks
Kyle.
Those green tinted sunglasses yeah. like no one else.
All right, guys. I think that's it. Is there anything else? Before we go to news and gossip?
No, I just thank you for like doing the back and forth one-on-one. I miss Giselle and I miss Deanna.
Deanna's back in Ohio and Giselle's getting ready to prep for the pre-Oscars, for the Oscars. So
very excited.
Yeah, very excited. All right, let's go to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, our girl Brandy, the last time we checked, her book is number 13 on Amazon's bestseller list.
Yay!
So yay for Brandy.
I'm going to read it during my next beach vacation.
I want to read her book, too, and I hope she comes on our show. She did say that, unfortunately, not all of the housewives are supportive, but Lisa and Yolanda have been extremely supportive, and surprisingly, so has Kim Richards.
Why do you say surprisingly? I was going to say surprisingly Yolanda. I like Yolanda.
Oh, no, Yolanda. Well, you can tell Yolanda is definitely reaching out to Brandy. Yeah. They have their little girl power going on.
Surprisingly, because I forgot that Kim and Brandy fought.
Kyle
season.
And Brandy. Well,
and,
yes.
And Brandy said that Kim had the drug problem. Then I guess that is surprising. But
right.
Kim is in a totally new place. I'm not surprised at all that she's supporting Brandy now.
Yeah, so Brandy was surprised, but, you know, very thankful. And then I think, what else is going on?
Oh, the two new wives, hopefully, next season.
Okay, so there's rumors that Adrian is out.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, she's quitting. Bye, bitch. Just kidding.
Adrian is out by her choice, though, not by Bravo's choice. She wants out.
And
whereas
then
Taylor
is getting
Bravo wants out.
I think yes. And then it's rumored that Penny Lancaster, which is the wife of the Rod Stewart,
which I wish Adrian was still in, because she's probably not Sean Stewart's mom, but she's at least the stepmom, and that would be like
is that how you think they met?
No, I've heard the name Penny Lancaster's name thrown around mm-hmm. many times, but I just think how great would that be if Adrian was dating the stepson uh-huh. of like one of the wives.
And there's rumor that Dana Devon is to join the cast. And let's not mistake Dana for, did you know, $25,000. We're talking about Dana Devon, who's the hostess for Extra.
I will say I liked $25,000 so sunglasses, Dana. I met her at one of the AfterBuzz TV events, and she was really nice. But, yes, Dana Devon, she's already on some other reality show about plastic surgeons because her husband's a plastic mm-hmm. surgeon. She was on Extra. That could be fun. Yeah, could be fun.
And I think there was, what else was there? Oh, I think they're saying that once Brandy's done with her book tour, she'll never speak of Leanne Rimes again. She'll never say her name again.
I mean, I hope so. I like reading about the feud because I just hate Leanne Rimes so much. But I don't know. I just hate Leanne Rimes. Like, she just
hates a strong word. Okay. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I say that all.
No, I guess it is a strong word. No, but she just like rubs me the wrong way. Did you see she's suing her dentist for like fucking up a cap in her mouth and saying that it's like messed up her career? Like she's just
What messed up her career was a fucking cap. Yeah. In her. Okay. Well,
I just
someone's
don't like
delusional.
Leanne Rimes, and I think that she like is on Twitter all day long and cares so much about what everyone else thinks, and it just really bothers me. But I think that Brandy should take the high road and be like, Leanne Rimes, you are not even worth my time. Mm-hmm. To talk about it. At this point, I'm more famous than you are.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, and also that reminds me quickly, because Adrian and Paul tried to claim, oh, Brandy, you don't have money for this lawsuit, but you have money for your plastic surgery. It's like she charged Eddie's credit card for this $12,000 vaginal rejuvenation. So she doesn't have money for the plastic surgery either.
No, I agree.
So
I agree.
Just, Adrian, check your facts on
and
that
there
one.
Was another rumor that I think Brandy and Paul had a little thing.
Or they're, like, friends now.
Or like they're, like, super friends. Or they, like, had, like, a little, maybe, like, a date. But they're just friends. Like, she yeah. wouldn't go there, but
it's like, maybe it's probably the same thing she does with Ken.
Okay.
Oh, and then, but Paul also was making a huge deal. Like,
is that
who's
your
Ken
daughter?
To you? Like, yeah, is that your daughter? And like, she's like, yeah, that's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she says it in, like, a fun
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
It's like, Paul, I think Adrian is just, like, bringing Paul down.
He was
like
bringing
Paul.
Her down because now he's
she was
free.
Bringing him
yeah.
down. Yeah.
And she was bringing him down, but now he's back. He has his freedom back. He cut her off. I mean, we have to remember, Paul's the one who filed for divorce from yeah. Adrian, so there must have been a lot of shit going down in that household. All right. Well, is that all? I mean, there's so much news and gossip we can go on forever, but we need to wrap it up. So let's go to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, we see them in Perry
yes.
next episode. Kim looks fucked up.
I know, but I hope she's not. I hope she hasn't fallen off the bandwagon.
I hope not either. I really hope that she sticks to her sobriety. But she does. Kim does confront Taylor. So, and Taylor seems to kind of agree with it, but we'll see. It's all editing.
I'm sure Taylor is like, yes, I do have an alcohol problem. And then the whole, like, I don't know. I just, something's fishy about that. But I do like that they go to Paris because I love their trips. Because then, like, all the ladies are together and there's nothing they can do about it. And so I'm wondering what ladies don't go on the trip. Like, is Yolanda mm-hmm. going to be there? Like, the fact that Kim even went on the trip
I
is,
know.
Like, shocking to
it
me.
It is shocking.
Like,
but she could have just flown in the last day. I mean, who knows? We yeah, have to see the episode because, yeah. you know, Kim.
But Paris is, like, the farthest that these women have traveled. And they're all going to be in the same city together.
I know. I'm jealous, though. I would not mind going to Paris myself.
But I hope this wasn't for... Was it for their anniversary or Mauricio's birthday?
It seems like something for maybe. Okay, maybe that's why. If it was for Mauricio's birthday, no, I don't know.
All I have to say is like stop
anniversary, right?
Like Mauricio's birthday should be like a separate thing from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills
franchise.
They
went to fucking Hawaii.
Yeah, do you think he wants to share his birthday with a bunch of reality TV stars getting it filmed? Like, go.
If it's for free, yeah. If it's for free, he's
yeah.
probably like, yeah, who?
Yeah,
come
you're
on.
Right.
Come
right.
on board, you know?
Free trip to Paris.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Well, I think that's it for us, right? Mari, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Mari Fagel and my blog, which is yourlegallady.com.
And I'm Susan Hahn. You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at It's Susan Hahn. That's ITSSUSANHHN. And I hope Mari and I held it down for you guys. And Dion and Giselle will be back next week to join us.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
I like her. Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.